Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. We'll get to Professor Tapp and his latest lesson here in about 8 to 10 minutes.
No need for visual aids today, just no? Life lesson.
Oh, okay.
A recently learned life lesson, admittedly.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Huh. Something that will, that impacts everybody, or?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Okay.
I think it's an important thing to know and learn about.
To know?
Yes.
Hmm. And can it help me on like a daily life or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it can.
Huh.
I've got some numbers to back it up.
Wow.
So I got to pull up your notes on my
Your
phone.
Numbers or like?
They're real numbers.
Uh-huh.
Real numbers. Real numbers that will, I don't know, I think can also relate to you. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Looking forward to that, I think. Don't forget.
The last couple of lessons have gone over pretty well. So we'll
last
see if
lesson
I can
was good.
Continue that streak.
Yeah.
Not every lesson plan's great. This is, you know, just like real life.
Don't forget, tune in this Sunday as the Chiefs take on the Bills right here on 96.5 The Fan. And a big thanks to our friends at Yuengling for their support of the Salute to Service Games. Yuengling, a true American lager, saluting those who have served our great country. So we saw this floating around yesterday. I wanted to get into it because we think we know why. Maybe there's another reason. It was from Scott Kaxmar talking about how many 300-yard passers we've had in the league through week 8. There have been 30, which in some way it might sound like a lot, but it's not. It's the fewest since 2003. There were 79 back in 2018. And 2018, I don't know how many of those Mahomes accounted for, but there were 79 of them. There's been a steady dip since really 2023. And the question is why, of course. And initially, first reaction is new kickoff rule, shorter field. The last 2 years, they've added dynamic kickoffs. This year, touchbacks went even further, like a 5 yard, you know, moved
shorter
up
fields.
5 yards, shorter fields, less yardage opportunities. Isn't that what this is?
So my initial instinct is, yes, that must be at play here, because that would explain why they're coming up short of yardage. I also think it's been a disproportionately uneven competitive year for the NFL. Doesn't mean I think that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think, colloquially, there's just been a few more blowouts, Gold. More blowouts mean more rushing attempts, mean less passing yards, and therefore taking it out of the hands. But Mahomes is kind of a prime example of that. Mahomes is passing very well. They are moving the ball. They are just about as good as anybody in the NFL in yards per game, yards per play, points per game, and all that stuff. And he's not getting 300 yards regularly. So what's the holdup? They're not running the ball at some extraordinary pace like Jonathan Taylor and Daniel Jones. So the simple explanation must just be shorter fields. You want to put it on simple terms? it is shorter fields. That is playing some factor in this. I also think we need to admit that while the 2024 NFL draft class looks pretty good at quarterback, we were missing there for a while. And so I think that there was a gap in talent at quarterback there for a stretch. The Drake May, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels one looks like it's going to bear some fruit. I'm not saying they're all superstars, but it looks like Michael Penix. It looks like there's going to be some dudes who can play in the league. But I think that we were having a miss there for a while. And Lamar Jackson's been out. And like some of the other, and Joe Burrow's been out. Some of the other guys, Gold, you would think helping that number are down. I would say the biggest reason is probably what you mentioned, shorter fields, and that's just kicking yardage down. But I think there is something at play at the quarterbacks recently who have been getting drafted aren't working out.
Yeah, it's a little bit of quarterbacks, it's yardage. I also wonder if, you know, there is a couple year trend now, but is this, I was going to say cyclical, and it's in, you know, where are we going to be talking 3 years from now? It's like, oh, offenses have adjusted again to the defense. And, yeah. And so it's just, this is the kind of the cycle we go through. You know, this is also a year in which we're talking about Jonathan Taylor on pace for one of the great years in football on the ground when touchdowns. Last year, Saquon Barkley, you know, was right there with Eric Dickerson's numbers, you know? So is it just, we're in the middle of a 2 year run where teams in as a whole, not just quarterbacks, teams as a whole are running the ball more than they had five years ago. And right now we're in this bit of a lull offensively.
And we are in the running back era, right? Saquon's coming off a massive year. Christian McCaffrey's having a big year. Jonathan Taylor, who we just mentioned, mm-hmm. is having a big year. Derrick Henry had a huge year last year.
Right.
I do think that there's some part of that. I do think that there's something to quarterback play. Who are like the NFL leading yardage leaders this year? Here's a good example of that. Justin Herbert's number one, Patrick Mahomes is number two.
Okay.
Okay, great. Those are pure throwers. Nobody's arguing that. Dak Prescott's three. Then is where it starts to get weird, and you're like, these are the guys who are leading the rest of the NFL? Daniel Jones, Drake May, and Drake May's been good.
But those are guys that are having great years.
And not all that are with massive running attacks, but Javonte Williams is the third best or third leading rusher in the NFL. Drake May hasn't had anybody, and Bucky Irving there for a while with Tampa Bay, but obviously Rashad White's done a nice job. But it's just like, once you get past those, these are guys, now we're in the guys having a nice year. Daniel Jones, Drake May, Baker Mayfield. Is Jordan Love, you see a dynamic passer? Jalen Hurts? How many of these guys are good runners? Are we sure that's not a part of it?
Oh, I think
there's just more running quarterbacks than there's ever been in the NFL?
I think QB running.
Impacted
that. I was just going to say, I mean, the field goal thing is interesting angle. Someone mentioned on one hand, we just got done earlier in the show saying, or yesterday, Andy Reid, aggressive, going for all these fourth downs. On the other hand, we know
kickers can make
55 yard kicks very easily these days, or should make them very easily these days. So is it just some of that where teams are settling? Are they settling for the longer field goal? And so instead of pinning somebody back inside the 10 and making them try to throw 90 yards down the field, are they making the field goal? And so once again, we get back to the shorter field conversation.
Even though the true scientific process is far more complicated than we were dumbing it down in the school settings, this is a little bit, though, Gold, of let me see a 3 year sample size and then I'll get back to you.
That's why I said, I wonder if it's cyclical.
Yeah. That's the truth. My guess is, if you made me say this is a thing and it's real, and I can promise you that it's going to be real and you'll see it over the next couple of years, it would be a combination of shorter fields, more running or dual style quarterbacks entering the NFL, and maybe the cycle of NFL defenses holding a little more firm on that end. My guess is that there's just a few less this year, and that happened. The kickoffs were still, somewhat muted last year in the sense that you still got the ball at a better yardage line than traditional, but they did move it up. And kickers are kicking, and the kicking change is just this year. So now we have to see over the next 3 years, dynamic kicking changes and kickoffs have changed, field goals have changed. So let me see 3 years. I know we're having the conversation early, but until I know that 300 yard passers are the thing of the past, then we got to go through there. I will say, it's funny to watch it negate if that's the way it goes. If this is not just a one-off and instead a trend, that the complaints of, all-time leading passer, what does that mean when you play 17 games? Well, it means more if every drive starts at the 40. So much of this, and this is what helps the NFL. Nobody cares about all-time records a lot of times in the NFL. It's not a stats league the way like all-time.
Baseball is way more historical in that realm. That's true.
Well, football's changed a lot. you know, the only undefeated team in the NFL had to do it in 25% less games. We don't hold that against them. We know that that is a fact, but we don't hold it against them. Now, to be an undefeated team, you'd still have to win an extra game besides the Patriots. And more teams have to play more playoff games than when the Patriots were going through their run. I'll make an argument. I can promise you that if we get to the end of this thing, was it six or seven? If it were, what was it? Was it five Super Bowl titles for Tom Brady and the Patriots or six? He has six or he has seven. Now I can't remember the number.
He's got seven, right?
He's got seven. He had six with the Patriots. So I'll just promise you, man, if we get to the end and it is four titles for the Chiefs or five titles for the Chiefs, it is a legitimate argument that Tom Brady, if he was the second seed in the playoffs, which he was plenty of times, got to play one less playoff game that entire stretch. Patrick Mahomes, if he's the two seed, his ass has to play. He has to play on wild card weekend and risk himself. No matter what, even if you're the two seed, you got to play. You got to play a whole extra game that an entire era of football teams didn't have to play if you were just the number two seed. And we talked about the advantages of the byes and what that used to mean. And you and I had done this same topic on the let's wait and see is, what was the advantage going to be? Was the one seed going to be an even bigger advantage than it used to be? Or was it going to be less advantageous because of the percentage of teams coming through gold? Remember when we said, we got to wait a few years before we know, because that's kind of where this feels like it's going. Like, I got to find out for a few weeks if it's just down. Mahomes doesn't, you know what it is? It didn't feel like he's throwing for less yards, but Mahomes hasn't thrown for some like 400 day yet, right? He also hasn't had a turn on. He'd have thrown for 300. Did he throw for 300 against the
299 again last week?
299 last week. What was it against the Raiders?
It was over 250. I know that, but I don't know if it was 300. He's had four of his last five games. He's thrown for 250 or more.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember if he had gotten to how often he had gotten to 350 this year. And the answer is no. I mean, against the Raiders, he only threw for 286. He's only thrown for 300 yards once this year. So of those 30, he's only once.
Now, in his last two games, he's 16 yards combined off from having, you know, two 300-yard games. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
So he was right there. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
And had he needed to throw against the Raiders, he would have gotten there. And same against Washington.
Welcome to the classroom. Whether it's cooking lessons, singing lessons, or how to commit a heist, this guy wants to teach you what he knows. Well, what he thinks he knows. It's not Cody to you. It's Professor Tapp.
Thank you for coming to class another day. You guys both have perfect attendance.
Nice for you to show up, Professor.
You guys have perfect attendance. That'll change next Thursday when you're in the Bahamas. But so far you have perfect attendance. Drew, you do as well. Will you be here next Thursday?
Is that an excused absence next week?
Vacation? Tough call.
It's a bye week. It's excused absence.
That's fair. That's fair. But we are still doing a lesson today. And today's lesson is something that took me this year to learn. Like many people, you're always like, all right, look, some of this stuff's too expensive. I got to figure out how to do this. And you might remember like 6 months ago, we were talking about the show about how I hate the world of haggling. Still anti-haggling, but I have figured out, and today's lesson is on how to save money via your many different subscription options. Because in the last 3 months, I'm cutting it all down, and there's one simple solution, and today's lesson plan is very simple. Quit. Quit them all. So for an example, if you either threaten to quit or simply just quit, over the last 3 months, I'm going to tell you the numbers I've saved. So my trash service. I live in Gladstone. Gladstone, you have to pay for trash versus like Kansas City, Missouri, where it just comes to your door. So you have an option of three companies that service the area. And I like the service. They pick up my trash. They give me the bins. They're full-size recycling bins. I like all that. But since starting the service years ago, it has gone up almost two times the rate. So my most recent quarterly bill, which they send me, was for like $176. I said, this is out of control. And so I got one quote from one company that I didn't even have to use. Call up the trash service. And they say, what happens? Said, hey, look, I just found another trash service. Can you tell me the process of quitting your service? I'm like, whoa, sir, please. You don't have to leave right now. What do you mean quitting your service? My trash service for the next quarter is now $45 cheaper. They instantly offered me $45 cheaper simply by asking, I would like to know what it takes to cancel the service. Apple TV. You might know. Maybe you signed up for Apple TV. $9.99 a month. Okay, I canceled Apple TV. You know what happened? A week later, Gold, one little pretty email came in and said, you can have 6 months of Apple TV for $2.99 a month. I'm now saving $7 a month on Apple TV, a service I wanted to keep. But I just knew if I quit and I didn't go back, they would give me a service. So now I'm up to, in the next quarter, I don't know, like $100 saved. The other one I quit, The Athletic, I like to support. Previously, we were supporting our guy, Nate Taylor. Like to support our guy, Jesse Newell. Right, people in the industry doing things. I like to read the chief stories they put together. I let The Athletic wait a whole month. I said, I can go a month without reading an Athletic article. They eventually then offered me a full year for $6. That's how long it took. I have satellite radio in my car. The initial offer was $180 for the whole year. Do you know what? After quitting them, I quit for a month and didn't have it. Do you know what I pay for the whole year now? $12. Their initial offer was $180. I now pay $1 a month for the whole year. The point is, quit. Quit the service. Change your insurance company. Change your car insurance. Change your services. Quit them all. Threaten to quit. You can save money on all of them. Yes, Alex? Question?
Yeah, let me raise my hand. Professor, are you just now discovering the concept of calling the cable company, which we all did 10, 15 years ago, and saying, I'm leaving and getting a discount?
All I'm saying is that nobody's doing it enough. Do you still cancel? Do you still threaten to leave your Google Fiber, whatever you have? I think people, no. Because they don't want to make the phone call.
My apartment, I only have one option, unfortunately. I'm kind of screwed.
Damn, you only have one?
Yeah.
Maybe you can just say I won't have internet.
Nope. Can't do that. But no, I agree with what you're teaching today. I would just say, I think this is, people going way back to the Time Warner Cable days, et cetera, people were pulling this move then. You know, it's way easier for them to offer you a discount than the acquisition cost of a new customer. You're teaching us acquisition cost, basically.
All I'm telling you is that I think sometimes people get in, and this is just like the way the world works, right? You don't want to make the phone call. What I'm saying is it takes the slightest threat to get rid of it. Drew, yes, you have a question?
I have a question. Does a student calling you out saying that you're late for getting this information?
No. Cause
for a dock and a grade. So
have you guys been regularly
doing
extra this?
Bonus? No. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing.
He's trying to tattle on me. We're about to have a problem.
Are you going to stand up for that?
Here's the other part of the lesson. I think Gold's thinking, well, I have done this. I did this with my cable company. What I'm saying is you should do it with every service you have. I have changed car insurance company 3 years in a row. Because every year I get the little renewal notice. Mm-hmm. I get the exact same coverage, the same bodily injury. I get the exact same coverage I have with every insurance company, different car insurance every year. It's not that big of a pain in the ass to switch, and it saves me 30% off of the renewal cost to do it. Do you know that car insurance companies have written in raises for people they know won't leave? Because they're like, well, I've been with that same company 20 years. They're like, that jerk will never leave me. I almost said a bad word. That jerk will never leave me. I'll just figure it out. Cancel all of them. Switch it every year. So, change your services. Never the same. Keep them guessing.
So, Professor, does this mean that you are willing to be unloyal in order to save a few bucks? Is what I'm asking. Like,
that's correct.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest here, though. I won't name the name of my trash company. What am I going to be loyal to a trash company for? I like the guy who picks up, like, loyalty to a trash company.
Nobody picks my trash up better than so-and-so.
That's right.
Like, on time, reliable, they're the best.
Why do I got to be loyal to my insurance company, you know? What's the balance between the loyalty would be keeping my price the same. They don't keep my price the same.
Do you have different homeowners insurance than your car insurance?
I've changed my homeowners insurance multiple times over the last couple of years as well.
Yeah. Someone says, this boomer thinks he's teaching us something new. That was my first question
in class today.
That's
how we're doing it?
Was like, Cody's acting like he discovered a cheat code in life like nobody else.
I'm just telling you right now.
Nobody else has ever done this before. Threatened to cancel their TV or their cell phone provider and gotten a good deal.
I don't think you're doing it for nearly enough stuff.
Yeah, that might be true.
That's what I'm saying.
That might be true.
You're just used to paying Netflix every year. And if you're just willing to go without Netflix for 1 month, they'll come begging for you to come back, crawling even, begging you to resubscribe to their service. You got to be willing to quit them all for a month, I think, is the key.
Okay.
All of this
Can
being
you live
said,
without this thing for a month? Internet, probably not. That's a tough one.
All this being said, Professor, I too have already done this before, but I was curious to...
Which ones have you done it for? I am curious. Well, that's the question.
I will say this. Funny enough, car insurance is easily the number one answer, where I can't tell you the last time I've spent more than a year with the and I, as a matter of fact, I've left the place, gone back to it.
Oh, yeah.
A couple years later, just because of the reasons you're talking
about. Like a streaming service. I'm 100%. Not saying I won't watch you, Apple TV. You got several shows I'm interested in. What I'm saying is I can live without.
You wouldn't be convinced.
I can live without it for a month if you've got the email offer and says, please come back to us.
Mm.
We miss you. Sure. We can have a conversation. Saying quit them all.
Someone says, I'm canceling this free class until you start paying that.
It's a free class. Can't cancel that. You know?
When did you just discover you could do this, though?
Oh, I've done it for some, like, okay. Some things over the years, right? I understood it. I have just now adopted it to literally
for everything.
So, like, trash was one of those ones that I wouldn't threaten necessarily. If I'm like, just you pay it and you just move on with your day because you're like, what am I going to do? Have them pick up the bins, get new bins delivered. It's designed as a system to be like, I got to go through all this. It was a phone call. I'd like to know what it's like to cancel. And they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Come on. You don't want to do that. We'll give you $40 less. You're like, nailed it. Now we're talking.
Like I'm imagining them. I wish they would have been like, well, where do you think your trash is going to go then, pal? I wish they would play hardball back.
Oh, man.
Now I hope someone's listening that works in customer service for one of these companies.
The trash, they'd go to the dumpster in the back of our parking lot for a week while I figured it out.
I wish now somebody, let's say the customer service is local for one of these places, and I hope they're a listener, and one of these, a month or two from now, you call up and you threaten to cancel blank service, and it's a local customer service hotline, and they say, oh, look, let me look up your account before we continue, and you're like, Cody Tapp, and they get your address, and you're like, oh, and you'd be like, what can I help you? And you're going to say, I want to cancel. They'll be like, the hell you are. I heard you on the radio. We're not buying this. Go like, go ahead, cancel.
Dare you. Fine. Yeah. I'll take the threat. You know that. DJ.
There are places that do loyalty discounts. Someone's right. There are some places that'll give you a discount for being loyal, for staying.
If there's a loyalty discount, I'm interested in saying. DJ over on Twitch says, I threatened YouTube TV and got Sunday Ticket for free this year.
Ooh, that's strong play.
But also Calculated over there says, wait till he finds out it's been proven to switch jobs to get better raises.
This person from the 816 says, Apple TV's free on iPhone. Where are you getting this?
I think it's free.
I will say through my cell phone service, I get, let's see, a couple.
I think you get Apple TV.
Apple TV and I get Netflix with my cell phone service. Now, I'm obviously paying my cell phone provider, but it is a perk that I get built into that, although you could argue you're paying for it in a roundabout way, but whatever.
So, by the way, for those of you, if you want to watch Cody convince you about this, this will be up on social media a little bit later on today. The entire conversation, as a matter of fact, because we can do that.
Up on YouTube?
Yeah, well, it'll be on social media as well. We'll see if, I wonder if there will be any comments on how they thought the lesson went.
I got to say, I think the funniest thing to do would be like, how low of a dollar amount are you willing to save in order to threaten to quit or to quit? You know?
Well, like a job or a service?
No, take like 50 cents off your bill. It's done.
Sold.
I'll stay.
Do you think I could have hardballed the trash company? They pretty much instantly offered.
Trash company's hard.
I have to have my trash taken away. That's still the inevitable issue. I would have switched companies. I will say, you do have to mean the threat. If you just say, I'm going to go to this other trash company, you actually have to be willing to do that.
I mean, that applies to using leverage in any situation.
In a job or anything else. Yeah, you better mean it. You can't just be threatening the trash company.
Someone says, next time Cody's going to teach us about something called coupons.
Does anyone use?
Probably digital ones,
I mean, digital,
right?
Digital.
Although I still get the, you know, what is it? The envelope with a million of them in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, I don't know, is it value pack or whatever it's called? I still get those. I couldn't tell you the last time I actually used one of those, but I definitely get them in the mail.
Not even for a fast food one?
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you the last time I used one of those. Digital, like I've used, like if I get a digital code for X off or whatever, I'll definitely use that. But as far as like an actual, like the last time I cut out a coupon and handed it to somebody at an establishment. When's the last time you did that? Not digital.
I tell you what, like 2 weeks ago. It wasn't one of those. I just got like a hard cardboard coupon for, it was like one free Blizzard and the kids wanted ice cream. So we went and used the hard coupon at Dairy Queen. So not often, I would say, but at least that time.
There you go. That's Professor Tapp today. All right, let's get to what's trending on the other side. We'll also have our conversation from earlier with Dane and Hughes. He told us the wide receivers that Buffalo has and what he makes of them and what this matchup now means for both.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Teams.
What's trending?
What's trending is brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive since 1942. Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today.
Update from Chiefs practice today as we start things off on what's trending. As expected, Josh Simmons, not there, personal reasons. Also, Isaiah Pacheco, not practicing due to that knee sprain. The good news, that means Trey Smith for two straight days is practicing. It also means that Hollywood Brown, as we thought yesterday, not a big deal. He was sick. He's back at practice.
Next up on what's trending, Nebraska coach Matt Rhule signed a two-year contract extension this morning, offering up a $15 million buyout now that eliminates him from job coaching search, according to Pete Thamel. I still think he could probably be in that range, but signing the extension makes it feel way less likely he will leave Nebraska. But a two-year contract extension that upped his buyout to $15 million.
World Series continues Friday night. Game 6 in Toronto. A chance for the Blue Jays to clinch it. They're up 3-2. They got two nights to win it. Remember, they were down 2 heading into the ALCS against the Mariners. They found a way to win 2. They're on the other side of it now. They got two games to win 1. The Dodgers are favorites for the game tomorrow night when Yamamoto goes against Gausman. Should be a great game. The favorite for MVP right now is Vladdy Jr. Shohei Ohtani sitting there at plus 250. If you think the Dodgers can come back and win this thing, then that's not a bad idea there.
Lastly, on what's trending, the Nationals are hiring Blake Butera. 33-year-old will be the youngest MLB manager in more than half a century. He's been coaching in the minor leagues for a little while as well. He'll be the new Washington Nationals manager. 33-year-old. Young for a major. He's going to have players older than him on the roster.
He will.
Probably.
Yeah, he will. It has the same vibe, at least into how people are talking about it, as when Sean McVay was hired at age 32 for the Rams. And everybody's like, what? But it doesn't mean it can't work out. Why not try something a little bit different? He also has had success as a minor league manager and as player development with the Tampa Bay Rays. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Earlier today, Danan Hughes joined us, the former Chief wide receiver. You, of course, will be on the broadcast Sunday afternoon in Buffalo right here on 96.5 The Fan. We started our conversation asking him about Buffalo and Kansas City, and the Chiefs go into this matchup for the first time in a regular season in a while where I think the Chiefs are clearly the better football team.
Absolutely. I think if you would have asked that question prior to this three-game homestand, you might have a different answer.
Mm-hmm.
But based on what we've seen, especially with Rashee Rice back in the fold, I feel like from a regular season standpoint, this might be the most comfortable that we felt with the Chiefs going up to play the Buffalo Bills in recent years. I mean, where we're playing right now at the clip offensively, defensively, we've cured some things with Harrison Butker and special teams as well. Like, you got to feel good. Now, that doesn't mean that this is a must-win situation. I think it's a more dire win than other years, considering what hole we put ourselves in. Probably the most important matchup regular season between the Bills and the Chiefs that I can remember, because basically this year is different. Every other year it seemed like you were playing them for what seemed to be a number one seed, a bye, home field advantage, et cetera. And now this year with where they've started and obviously where we've started, it's more about positioning and possibly winning your division at least. Drastically different than what we've experienced in the past.
No, but in a weird way, Danan, I feel like it puts even more pressure on this game, because for the first time in what feels like forever for either team, there's real competition in their divisions. As in, this game could swing whether they win the East or the Chiefs win the West. And so, like, take the one seed out of it for a minute. We can solve that problem when you get to the Colts. But, like, this could have a ramification whether or not these teams actually win their division this year.
Yeah, I think it's important. But I feel like regardless of who wins this game, are we saying that neither team with a loss is going to go to the playoffs?
No.
That's my point, is that you're just basically positioning yourself. But I don't feel like the loser of this team, people are going to feel any different about if they have to travel to Indianapolis, if they have to travel to Pittsburgh or Baltimore, or maybe, you know, heck, maybe even down to Jacksonville, depending on how they turn things around. So I feel good about these teams. It's unfortunate that because of their two losses prior to the bye week and then us starting the season off with the two losses, that it's not necessarily the matchup for atop the AFC conference. But it's still going to be a great game, and it's still a great matchup, and it may be a preview of what we may see in the postseason, which we've become accustomed to seeing as well.
The Chiefs are getting the Bills before the trade deadline, so we'll see what the Bills roster looks like and the Chiefs roster looks like after this week. I think I'm looking at the wide receivers there in Buffalo, Danan, and I think Khalil Shakir is a very nice wide receiver. Keon Coleman's been disappointing. What do you make of the weapons there in the passing game? And maybe James Cook is part of that as well.
Yeah, very underwhelming. If you look at their wide receiving crew, I think they had high hopes for Keon Coleman, and he just has not materialized into that playmaking receiver. He reminds me of like an A.J. Brown Jr. In some respect. He seems like he's just a straight line guy. Either it's going to be hitch routes, go routes, or post routes, and they've tried to utilize his size, but not to the success level that I think that they would have liked or expected. Khalil Shakir, he's shown his ability to make plays. He's that middle of the field kind of Wes Welker type that's going to catch everything and expose man-to-man coverage. They utilize their tight ends solidly, but it's just not the same as what we had thought coming into the season. Now, their saving grace, as you mentioned, James Cook.
He's good.
His ability to catch the ball out of the backfield and then his rushing ability, that's got to be at the forefront of the focus of Spags in his game plan.
So he's been really good at that, Dana. And I guess what's your fear level over the next 4 weeks? We had pointed out, obviously, they brought back Mike Pinnell. He's good in the run game, so we would assume that that's part of their plan. But the next 4 weeks, whether this holds or not, currently they're facing the NFL's four leading running backs right now. 1, 2, 3, 4 in yardage over the next four games between Dobbins, Javonte Williams, and then, of course, the big boy names, you know, and Jonathan Taylor and James Cook. Those guys are all at the top of the league in the NFL. Where do you think the Chiefs' rush defense is? Because they've held down some good running backs this year, but do you think that that's real, I guess, versus like the dam's about to break?
Well, the Chiefs' defense is giving up 100 yards even per game. They're top 11. They're 11th in the NFL right now in rushing defense. And I feel like what we'll see is probably very similar game plans every single week. And when you mix in that bye week, you consider Daniel Jones somewhat of a run threat. I'd probably equate he and Bo Nix, who will face that following week after the bye, as two guys that you have to account for. But both of those guys are drastically different than the combination of James Cook and Josh Allen. And I think that's what makes this game a little bit more unique than those other ones that will come up in this, you know, what, third quarter of the season almost. And we just have to be sound. And I feel like the one game that was kind of the reality check for our rushing defense, strangely enough, was the Jacksonville Jaguars game. If you remember that game, Trevor Lawrence came into the game averaging 2.8 yards per carry. And he absolutely gashed us, extended drives, and then obviously scoring that final touchdown to win the game. And I feel like that was an eye-opener in regards to Spags and this defense, specifically the linebacking core, mirroring, shadowing, not taking anything for granted from the quarterback position and the running abilities of those quarterbacks. Now, we already know what Josh Allen brings to the table. The fact that we'll have to have a measured approach in regards to when we pressure him, very similar to what we saw this past week against Marcus Mariota, where there were times where we weren't really trying to rush him. We were just trying to keep him in the pocket. I feel like that's going to be some aspect of our defensive approach at times, just like we did in the playoffs last year, where there were times where we were comfortable with him sitting in the pocket, and we were just trying to make sure that he didn't exit the pocket and use his legs to get a big gain. And then there were times like the end of the game where we pin our ears back and we went right after him for a sack. So that's where the cat and mouse aspect of the game is. That's where the chess match, I guess you can say, will be with this defense and that potent offense.
We're talking to Dane and Hughes here on 96.5 The Fan. Going to the Chiefs offense here, we know Isaiah Pacheco did not practice yesterday. The expectation, he's not going to play on Sunday with that knee sprain, and hopefully they get him back in a couple weeks after the bye week. So Kareem Hunt's been so effective in short yardage. I think we all would like to see more Breshard Smith. Do you think that's the plan? Is it going to be just increased touches in the run game for Smith? Is it just going to be way more for Hunt? You know, I guess could Elijah Mitchell be activated? What do you think happens for the backfield heading into this one?
Yeah, I think it's pretty simple. The next man up philosophy, and that next man has been Breshard Smith. And if that next man up philosophy equates to 10 more carries or 10 more touches, whether it's carries or catches, I think at this point, even though he's a seventh round pick, even though he's the third guy on the depth chart, I feel like everybody's comfortable with him filling in. That 1-2-3 punch that we have and we have had has been potent in each role. Now, when you add a little bit more to the plate of one guy, especially a rookie, that's where you're going to wonder, okay, how does he step up? Each game in preparation, he's known he's been the third guy. He's known he's had a specific package that was part of this offense and what he was going to be able to deal with on game day, outside of when we're winning by a lot, which that has helped us often as well over these last 2 weeks. By winning in such decisive fashion, we've been able to get him on the field more. He's been able to run the ball more, which changes the tendencies so that opposing teams have to deal with him not just in a pass-catching way. That has helped him. I'm sure it's helped him with his confidence as well. And now he'll have ample opportunity. I don't think Kareem Hunt is going to be your 25-carry guy because Isaiah Pacheco is out of the lineup. I think it's still going to be a good, healthy mix between each of them.
Dana, how much value is there in the having fun part of it? So Patrick Mahomes had said our record's not as good, but boy, we're having more fun. Travis Kelce on New Heights referenced the fact that the vibes in the locker room, in the building, are significantly better than last year, despite the fact they were 15-2 and coming off of back-to-back Super Bowl wins. They all seem to agree that it is better to be at the office now than it was at any point last year. And again, last year they were coming off of, they were two-time Super Bowl champions, Danan, in the middle of winning every game they played. So, like, what kind of value do you put in just enjoying the work, I guess?
I think there's a lot to be said about enjoying the game. And when you don't realize, sometimes you don't realize how the pressure is affecting you. And what I mean by that is you consider coming off a two-time winning a Super Bowl and you're going for a third, and you think, in your mind, you think, hey, we're relaxed, we're playing well, but then you realize you're also playing a lot of close games, and you go 11-0 in one-score games. And although you would think, well, that should be fun, in reality, that can actually add to some of the stress and strain because you're playing such close games. And you may not even realize that. So now when you have opened up that gap and you're playing games where you're beating teams 31-0, 28-7, and even in the close games that you're losing, you still feel good about aspects of your team, the exhale happens. And now guys can just relax and play. You have your complete arsenal at your disposal offensively. You haven't sustained any major injuries to anyone that caused you to be in flux just a bit. That all equates to being able to play the game relaxed, and that's what we're seeing as a product on the field. It's unfortunate that we have three losses at this point. Any of those losses could have gone our way had we made one play here or there. There's something to be said about that as well. So I just feel like this team is in a groove. They're comfortable, and when you're comfortable, you're going to play like you're comfortable, and you're going to have some fun. And Andy Reid, to me, has been the best coach at allowing guys to play more fluidly, to play more relaxed, and to showcase their personalities on the field. It's tough to do that when you're playing tight game after tight game all the time. So that's going to help us. And even if it doesn't amount to a win this week, I don't think that's going to change the course of where we're going this season.
We've had you on the show for multiple years now, Dana, and you talk all the time about your start with the Chiefs and obviously playing a lot of special teams and making the team and how important that was. What are you seeing from the special teams unit right now? We're going to talk about it in a little bit ourselves, because it seems like it feels like every return on kickoffs, there's a holding penalty or something. So what are you seeing there? I know Jack Cochran's been singled out here, but what's going on in the return game?
So, yeah, Jack Cochran definitely has a bullseye on him. I'm sure that opposing special teams coaches or head coaches that are sending film into the league every week prior to our game is probably pointing out something about number 43 and his blocking. It also, but I will say this, the penalties on special teams, and speaking with Dave Tobe, are up around the league as well. So it's not just an issue with us or a challenge with us. It just happens to be that it's one person that seems to get spotlighted. Now, when in the alignment on kickoff return, Jack Cochran is always aligned with the opposing best coverage guy. It just seems to be in that position, that's going to be the best coverage guy. Whether you make an adjustment because of that and move someone else in, that is an option as well. I don't know what kind of adjustment that can be made, but it's difficult. When you think about the dynamic of the dynamic kick return structure, 5 yards apart from each other, they get to see the ball. You don't see the ball. They get to see the ball after engagement, which way it's going. You know which way it's supposed to be drawn up, but they can veer off course. Whether it's Nico Remigio or Breshad Smith back there, they can change the course. And the design, we see this on the offensive line, not to get too football nerdy with you guys, but we see this with the offensive linemen, that if you're blocking based on, in special teams, based on a left side return, you're trying to push the guy where? To the right. If the receiver or the return guy plants his foot and thinks he sees a hole to the right, disengaging with that guy without knowing where the ball is opens up the door for that holding penalty. So it happens around the league. Heck, it happened when I was playing back in the day. It's one of those situations that you have to deal with, but we cannot continue to start with our backs to the goal line because of the kickoff return unit.
Although I was impressed when they had that 13 play, what ended up being a 119-yard drive, Danan, because of penalties on him. Like, you know what? Good to know they still got that in them, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it happens. We just have to be able to bounce back. And the cool thing is that we've shown the ability to do that. Like, we're not allowing the negative play to crush us. I think maybe in the first couple of games of the season, whether it was Juwan Taylor at the offensive line position, it just seems like it was so detrimental to have that penalty whenever it happened. And now we're not necessarily in that position. I mean, they showed that, you know what, okay, if you want us to start with our backs to the goal line, we'll go 14 plays and put points on the board. If you want it to be a situation where it's first and 20, we'll still go and manipulate the ball down the field and get into a position where it's a fourth down and we can possibly go for it. Like, there's a comfort level with this team right now that it doesn't seem like there's any debilitating situation that's going to hurt us. Outside of an interception, a deflected pass, even in those in recent weeks, we've been able to bounce back. So, like, that's where you see the comfort. The comfort isn't in the 119-yard drive that you cap it off with a touchdown. The comfort is in the plays right after something negative happens and you're showing that you have that ability to get past the adversity.
So that was Danan Hughes with us a little bit earlier today. He joins us each and every Thursday talking a little bit about the Buffalo Bills, what the Chiefs are in for Sunday. Tomorrow we will go out to Buffalo and hear from Mike Shope from our sister station WGR 550. So what are they saying about the Chiefs? How are they feeling? We've had Mike on for years now.
Yeah, we're down a little on the Bills. Are they down on themselves, you know? Which I think is an interesting part because, again, their schedule stinks, Gold. So there's a huge part of me that wonders if they're the same Bills team as before. But I kind of refuse to just kind of get, until this thing is completely washed out, I still think one of the best rivalries in all of sports right now is Chiefs-Bills. They play in big-time games with big-time players. The only thing holding this thing back is that Josh Allen's never gotten the better of him in the postseason.
It's one of the best ones, I think.
I said one of,
yeah,
not the best.
I think there's multiple in front of it, if that makes sense.
What would you have in the NFL? None in the
NFL.
No,
you said all sport. I think there's way better college football rivalries. I think, you know, baseball's a tricky one. Like, we're not on the East Coast, so, like, for me, like, in-season rivalry for baseball doesn't do it for me, you know? Sure. So it's behind a lot of college ones. I know people, you know, college basketball is not what it once was, but there's some college basketball rivalries as well that are a little bit better. But it's up there. It's certainly up there. NBA rivalries, I think there's a couple over the years that have been better. It's hard to the NFL, the beautiful thing, what has happened with the Chiefs and Bills is they have played in these huge, huge games in the playoffs. Just massive. And a lot of the other rivalries you would compare are about regular season matchups.
Yeah. And I mean, again, that's the difference, but it's still been fun to watch. Obviously, I'm looking forward to the game on Sunday. I hope that the Chiefs continue to their current streak of dominance. It will say something if they blow out Buffalo the way they've been blowing out other teams, but a win's a win.
Tomorrow, let's see you out at Community America Credit Union in Blue Springs off of I-70 on the Outer Road. That's 1800 Northwest South Outer Road. It's the Red Friday tailgate. We're broadcasting 10 to 2. The tailgate is from 11 to 1. Free food to the folks out there. First 100. Food truck. It's always great food. Chiefs cheerleader is going to be there. Casey Wolf, Chiefs Rumble. Chance to win tickets to the Chiefs Colts game with the Community America Credit Union Big ATM. And it is Halloween, so you're encouraged to dress up for the tailgate as well. Cody's got a costume. I've got a costume.
Sure.
Looking forward to it. Going to be a fun day out at Community America Credit Union. Hope you guys have a good rest of your Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.